parents and supporters rallied at Grand Parade in Halifax on Wednesday afternoon. Ralliers called on the provincial and federal governments to make post-secondary education more accessible for domestic and international students. Chairperson of the Canadian Federation of Students Nova Scotia, who organized the rally, Aidan Reynolds, said access to post-secondary education should be a right for everyone.
It is well past time for students and all people to rise up against a system that is not built for anyone but the rich to succeed. It is well past time for free education, for free housing, for everyone to have the basic necessities of life.
Dr. Christine Saunier, Nova Scotia Director for the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, said that Canada needs to look for a solution to the student debt crisis.
The debt in Canada from students amounts to $39 billion. This debt impacts individuals and families with the burden of repayment amid this horrible affordability crisis. A crisis that prevents others from even accessing post-secondary education altogether. This is not right. Everyone should be supported to reach their full potential without having to go into debt for an education. We need to transform the way universities are funded in this country. Nova Scotia universities receive the lowest percentage of revenue from government sources in this country. That amounts to 40%. That's it. 40%. And the second highest percentage comes from students.
Navy Nguyen, a student organizer from Cape Breton University, spoke about the struggles international students are facing with the rising tuition costs in Canada.
As an international student, I pay double the amount of tuition and medical insurance fees compared to my domestic counterparts. With no access to federal student loans and grants, many students have to take out high interest loans back home and or take on multiple jobs to fund their education, pay rent, and put food on the table. CBU has admitted to spending time and large sums of money on international recruiting through overseas agents after realizing that they could not rely on domestic students to keep the university financially viable. Incoming international students were told by their recruiters that housing and jobs will be readily available in the area, not knowing that this explosive growth in Cape Breton has triggered a housing crisis and a job shortage for years. So much so that international students are often forced to share accommodation with two or more other students in a single bedroom in unsafe living condition, being exploited by their landlords, living in their cars, while housing should be a basic right for everyone.